understandings of maybe what God could have done are still the very same thing the devil tries to tempt us with today when it comes to understanding our relationship with God. Because you see, on one end, the devil tries to tempt us to despair. He makes us think like, oh, you sinner, you're worthless. God has forgotten you. He's rejected you. There's no hope for you. We've experienced this, right? In our battle against sin and we're trying to find that love of God, the devil will try and tell you God's rejected you. Or on the other end, if he can't get you that way, the devil will tell you, don't worry about your sins. God's going to rewrite the rules. At the end of the time, I know the Bible's full of all that stuff about hell and damnation and, you know, don't sin, but he's not really going to do that. That's the sin of presumption. The devil tries to get some people that way. And chances are we've all experienced both of those in our life with Christ so far. Sometimes we look at our sins and we're like, how could God love me? And other times we look at our sins and we're like, I don't care. I mean, God is love, right? Fluffy bunnies and butterflies. I don't need to worry about my sin. No. Straight from the devil. Those two temptations there. They go all the way back to what Athanasius saw. This is not how God acts. He doesn't leave us, reject us. He doesn't go back on his word. He comes to renew us. So if you want to live out the reality of the incarnation in a deeper way this Advent, think about your life. And how do you relate to what God has done in his plan of salvation? Do you reject it, saying, I'm not worthy? Or do you, you know, reject it, I guess, also and say, you know what? I don't need him to renew me because he'll love me as I am. You know, all are welcome. Which one are you most tempted to? Bring it to the Lord today, even, as you think about the incarnation as we continue to move towards Christmas. Consider what Fulton Sheen said. Father Brian Gwake gave me this quote. Before the sin, Satan assures us that the sin is of no consequence. Don't worry about it. But after the sin, he persuades us that it's unforgivable. The devil tries to get us. Presumption, despair. Think about where you are in that battle. And then ask the Lord to help bring you more to that beautiful reality of what he actually did. Neither rejecting, going back on his word. He came to renew us. And ask our Lord to help you live that more fully this Advent season.